Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Joining us now is the Commissioner of the Maritime Hockey League, Brian Whitehead. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, Brian, first of all, for those of you who aren't familiar, give us a rundown of the Maritime Hockey League. How many teams, where are they located?
We have 12 teams in two divisions that cover three of our maritime provinces. We've got six in the South Division that are in Nova Scotia that covers from Yarmouth all the way to Amherst. And then there's five in the Northern Division out of New Brunswick, from Edmundston down to St. Stephen, New Brunswick. And then we have the Summerside Western Capitals representing the island to be the sixth team in the North.
Well, and two of those teams, you mentioned one of them, Summerside, cracked the top 10 rankings this week. The Yarmouth Mariners were slotted sixth, and the Summerside Western Capitals were eighth. How great is it to see teams in your league recognized nationally like this?
You know, that's a very positive step for us. It's recognition of the quality of hockey that we have here in the Maritime Hockey League. We went through a period of time years ago when we were known as a pretty rough and tumble group, and we've made great strides in recent years to be a league that's younger and has cleaned up its act off the ice. And these operations that are putting the players first and putting good product on the ice, it's good to see them getting rewarded for their efforts.
So, of course, Yarmouth is leading the MHL standings, but less than a dozen points separate second place from eighth in the 12-team league. How awesome to see this sort of parity in your league right now.
This has been great. We're really happy with it. With the parity comes close games. With close games comes an increase in attendance. It makes for successful franchises. It's been a real benefit to the MHL.
We're in conversation with Brian Whitehead, the commissioner of the Maritime Hockey League. The Amherst Ramblers earn honorable mention status in the top rankings this week. They're also hosting the 2019 Fred Page Cup this coming May. Walk us through just how preparations are going thus far.
So far, the preparations are off to a great start. The presentation that they did to the Board of Governors of the MHL to secure the bid was phenomenal. They've put no expense has been overlooked. They're building extra dressing rooms for the visiting teams. They've got signage throughout the city, letting people know when this is coming. They've got the ticket drive that's been started, and they've sold about 45% of the ticket package for the entire event that they were hoping to sell. The on-ice product is coming. They have made some recent additions and some trades, and they're looking to do a little bit more before the deadline, and they'll be ready to compete and host an amazing event.
You mentioned an amazing event there, and for events for that to run very well, you need volunteers. Volunteers are a crucial part of that. Just how is that going to find volunteers for an event like this?
They've been very lucky. They've got a board of directors that runs the Amherst Ramblers. It has 40 people on it, so that's many hands make light work. They've made about 9 subcommittees, and then they've reached out to the community to some people who specialize in certain areas to make this a success.
And, of course, the winner on the ice of the Fred Page Cup will move on to Nationals in Brooks, Alberta. What do you think the chances are of Amherst winning on home ice and going all the way to the championship?
Well, if you look at the data over the years that the Fred Page Cup has been hosted in the Maritime Hockey League, and you look at the years the Maritime Hockey League has won the Fred Page Cup, you'll find that we do better when there's home cooking involved. So with two teams in this event, we're looking forward to one of them being the representative in Alberta come May.
There you go. And moving on now to the World Junior A Challenge, which is just around the corner. The MHL was very well represented at Canada East Selection Camp here in Toronto. It's such a big tournament. Give us a sense of how much playing in this event means to these players on this sort of stage.
Yeah, it's an amazing event we hosted last year in Truro, Nova Scotia. So everybody in our league got a first-hand chance to see the quality of play that goes on. It's just a boost to the players and to the organizations when the two fellows from last year came back to their team. It was just an amazing the increase in their productivity and their leadership and their confidence on and off the ice. It's world-class, and we're happy to have anybody be represented at any time with any capacity.
Now, Brian, before we let you go, I got to ask you about a certain Maritime Hockey League alum, and that is Drake Batherson, who recently scored his first NHL goal just a few weeks ago. How great is it to see former MHL players excelling on the national stage just like this?
Yeah, we really we're really pushing that here. It's Drake was a big part of our Valley organization when he was here with the Wildcats. He was great in the community. He was a great person, and to see him have success is just amazing. So our Twitter accounts, anyone associated with him, there's been nothing but positive airtime for young Drake.
That's awesome. Well, Brian, thanks so much for joining us today, and all the best here the rest of the year.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That was Maritime Hockey League Commissioner Brian Whitehead, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.